If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Good evening and a good morning in parts of the world that are listening. This is Sports Overnight America, the Calling All Sports Edition. Marty Terrell here as we enjoyed a long President's Holiday weekend. Dominic Jimenez is in tow as well. Dom's download coming up late in the show, well, the last third of the show. As we got a lot to do, we're going to clean up from the weekend. We're going to run, into some NFL free agency, which is 3 weeks out. Spring training baseball we'll get to tomorrow. Later on in the week, we'll do some entertainment. We've got an actor and a disc jockey from Sirius XM coming on. Thrilled about that. That'll pop up on Thursday's show. And then, Adam Burke, Rick Carter, we're going to have the whole lineup. We'll squeeze in Brock Hines, if not this week, next week. We'll try to effort him from the East Coast as we get ready for, the four letters, NCAA. That's where we're headed. Hockey, women's basketball, men's tournament, March Madness. It's all on deck as we plot our way through the final. What do we got? Is it a 28 or 29-day month? Dom, do you know off the top of your head, is February 28 or 29 this year? I forgot to look.
It's 28.
But it is 28. So this is the last week. Now, this time next week, it'll be the last day of February. We will jump headlong into March, and that means the madness of March, and I'm into it. I am into the college buckets. Now, this year, of course, we had, just an unbelievable NFL season, and, we just had a lot going on. We really did. COVID well in the rearview mirror. It was just a time to really rejoice NFL and just a lot of stuff going on. And now we got the free agency. And as we know, the NFL is 24/7, 365. That's the beauty of the National Football League. They own the sports landscape until further notice. Tonight, though, we'll give you a quick hit on, what's going on. Iowa State, Texas, huge in the Big 12. Iowa State, kind of the girl with the curl for a while. They've lost 6 of 10. They dropped one Saturday, K-State. Iowa, the University of, is picking up some momentum, and Kansas last night stuffed TCU on the weekend. They turned the table on Baylor after a really rough first half. They just turned the tide on Flagler and company with Baylor and Coach Scott Drew. So that's where we'll start. The Atlanta Hawks fire Nate McMillan, Joe Prunty, a longtime assistant coach, 3 championships with the Spurs. He takes over. We get it started coming back. Sports Byline, don't go away.
Big features, big ink, big savings. That's what you get when you buy an HP printer at Staples. Like the HP SmartTank 7301. You can connect, work, and boost your productivity. The HP SmartTank delivers seamless printing and quality color documents at a low cost. Plus, you get 2 years of ink right out of the box. And now, for a limited time, save $90 on the HP SmartTank 7301 at Staples. For the best deals on a huge selection of HP printers, go to Staples. Offer good in-store and online. Ends 2/25. At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back via store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/25. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer, Michelle.
As an entrepreneur, every day is different.
My phone bill from Cricket, on the other hand, always stays the same. Without surprises, hidden fees, or annual contracts, I can work worry-free.
That's Michelle, everybody, doing business like a boss. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total average rates.
Talking the world of sports here, Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Marty Terrell, we're on Sirius XM as well. We stream too at sportsbyline.com. Just click on listen live, he meant to say. And we are presented this hour. And the show by a brand new partner here on the program. Very, very excited about this partnership. Destination Grill with an E on the end. Destination Grill, GRILLE.com. Grimes, Iowa. It is west of Des Moines. And it's going to be, in my opinion, as Des Moines, Iowa will be a regional site in the NCAA men's basketball draw, the tournament. It will be a first and second round site at the Wells Fargo Arena, and that means eight teams and their respective fan bases are going to descend upon our road shows during the month of March here from Iowa, and we're very excited about that. You know, later on shows in Massachusetts, later on this summer, other parts of the Northeast, and as we're able to do it. And so very excited about Mark Hanrahan and all the employees and the management and ownership at Destination Grill. Go to Destination Grill with an E on the end.com. DestinationGrill.com, Grimes, Iowa. They have great specials there. I just want to tell you, Burger Tuesdays, which today obviously is a Tuesday into a Wednesday. They have Wineful Wednesdays, but on their Burger Tuesdays, they couple up their unbelievable burgers with a beer. So check it out at Destination Grill. You will not believe this place, A, when you get there, and B, see how well they have come along in just a short 10 months. Mark Hanrahan and all the folks, we welcome them. Their weekly Destination Grill specials. We'll tell you about them each and every day here on Sports Byline Broadcast. So we always like to give our new partners and our new people a warm welcome to the network, and that's exactly what I attempted to do. All right, let's get to it. Lots going on. There really is, you know, the NCAA tournament, the NBA. You know, I'm going to come clean on a couple things. I really am. I got to come clean on a couple things here. As I start, I spent last week, you know, avoiding the Daytona 500. You know, Fred Smith telling me you got to watch this thing. You know, everybody that I'm encountering during the week, hey, it's going to be a banner year. And listen, I understand, okay? So I'm going to fess up. For the lack of something better to do at the time, I mean, I was running around. It was crazy. It was the first Sunday, let's be honest, where you don't have football. Come on, 19th day of February, you're 1 week, 7 days removed from no football. So, you know, you get out of church. I'll tell you my story. I get out of church. I didn't know what to do with myself. You know, you can only have so many cups of coffees. You can only read the paper so many times. You know, you can go out, do your exercise, you know, but, you know, you get out of church at 11 o'clock. Here in the central time zone, you're thinking noon kickoff. Well, Super Bowl didn't start last week till 5:30 locally, 6:30 East, and obviously a lot different on the West Coast. They got it at 3:30. Look, you withdraw. Anybody that's a true sports fan or a true National Football League fan, you had withdrawals. You just did. Your body clock was off. Your routine was off. We're no different than the players as fans. You know, we just have our routine on Sundays, whatever it might be. Hopefully it's a healthy routine. For a lot of people, hey, it's gambling, you know, and it's legal now. Get out your app, do your thing. You know, I choose not to for a plethora of reasons. But the fact remains, your routine was disrupted this week. What do I find myself doing? Reading, taking a nap, and watching the Daytona 500. And I got to tell you something, folks. It was like an epiphany. I enjoyed the hell out of it. I did. I absolutely enjoyed the heck out of it. I thought the format was great. I don't remember overtimes. There was enough, you know, they say, you know, in hockey, if there's no fights, then, you know, nobody cares about hockey. I disagree with that. In boxing, hey, if there isn't a knockdown or, you know, someone's bloodied, it's not that good. You know, that's just that those are stereotypes. Those are kind of throwaway lines. The one that comes to auto racing is, you know, all left turns, and if there's not any wrecks, then it's not a great race. Look, there were some wrecks. There was this, that, and the other thing. There was some controversy. There was an unbelievable finish. It had every ingredient. It had every single ingredient. And I knew the name, but if Ricky Stenhouse knocked on my door in this studio right now, here in the Tea Room Towers in Des Moines, Iowa, on Walnut Street, across from the old Register and Tribune building in this historic Midwestern city, I would tell you I wouldn't be able to pick Ricky Stenhouse. I could confuse him for the UPS driver that was just here a little while ago. Okay, so that's the fact. But Joey Logano, different story. Toyota, you know, in the old days we used to be sponsored by Toyota. We followed him, we promoted him, we've had him on shows, blah blah blah, kind of rooting for him. But it was an scintillating finish, and there was just so many lead changes and so much ebb and flow and so many twists and turns. Sign me up. Here's the other confession. I watched the XFL. So, you know, I'm weaning myself off the National Football League, and then I'm watching this, and it got me a little bit. Now, was I crazy about it? Not really, but I'm watching, you know, I'm watching Lynch, Paxton Lynch. He got benched. I'm watching football. It's a clear 2.5-3 cuts below the National Football League. There's some talent, but you can see the drop-off. You could just see it. You know, and there are guys that could play in the league in some capacity. We know that. They're professional football players. But these guys are playing for $60,000 over, what, 11, 12 weeks. 12 weeks, I think it is. And they're playing for, you know, basically $60,000. Not a lot of money by NFL and professional sports standards today. Folks, I watched it, and it wasn't half bad. I cannot wait to hear what Dominic says coming up in his download, because I'm going to run these by him. You know, NFL free agency, if you had opposite of the XFL, now they had an ESPN Fox FX connection. Here's what the key was. College basketball ran over, so if you wanted to catch the XFL, you had to jump over to FX, which I did. I rightfully did. I have YouTube, and I went over there. Boom, I was good to go, and I found myself watching it. Was there some college basketball there that I could opt it out for? Yes, but I really wanted to give it a go, and I got to tell you, it wasn't half bad. Was it great? No. The attendance, the ancillary stuff still does, you know, comes in a cut below. It still looks like spring football because, you know what? It is spring football. It's triple A, double A maybe. Some would say double A, but you know what? It worked, and, you know, maybe I used it. Maybe I took it off the shelf like a spice. I took a bland meal, and I spiced it with the XFL, and I could consume it maybe for 1 week, maybe 2 weeks. who knows, maybe the entire season. I know this, it's going to be hard to get anybody near a TV set to watch spring football if you're a true sports fan once the men and women start playing basketball for keeps in a tournament setting. It's just not going to, in my opinion. But there's diehard football people, just like there's diehard hockey people, there's diehard this, there's diehard that, that are just pigeonholed into one sport. I get that too. I'm not one of those. So I don't want to make it about me, but the bottom line is I found myself consuming it, and I think I used it a little bit just to try to get to the next stage, and that's the conference tournaments, ultimately followed by the big dances, the men's and women's tournaments. The men, obviously, will collide in Houston in the Final Four, and lo and behold, Texas has got the two-step this year. Dallas will be the site for the women's Final Four. So that's where we are as we descend into the final week of February. With, you know, Kansas looking like they're a cut above, we'll find out about Alabama, we'll find out about Houston, Kentucky, Tennessee. Kentucky's an outlier. I mean, they're one of the last four teams, if you listen to Joe Lenardi and Bracketology right now at ESPN.com, and yet Kentucky's knocked off Tennessee twice this year and smacked them on Saturday, smacked them good, and Coach Cal is always dangerous. But again, he's 11 years removed from his lone title in the Bluegrass State with the Wildcats, and you know how that rolls in Kentucky. They're about winning championships. They're not about, you know, they're not about just getting half there or having a great year or winning the SEC conference title. No, they're about championships. We'll do some NBA stuff too. Atlanta Hawks fire Nate McMillan. Boy, I tell you what, he was at Seattle. He coached in Portland. He got fired in Indiana. And he now is fired with the Atlanta Hawks. Joe Prunty, this guy, been a long journeyman assistant coach, former Budweiser salesman, is now going to take over the reins of the 29-30 Atlanta Hawks. So that's where we get started. We'll get Fred Smith in here. We got to do a wrap-up on Daytona. Dom's download coming up. And I lost a hero today. And I'm going to have some closing thoughts about a very special person in my life. In the final minutes of the show, just a send-off to an amazing person. We all have one in our life. Each and every one of us have an amazing person like we do. And we'll talk about that before the show closes, top of the hour.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, come out and experience Destination Grill. That's with the knee on the end, destinationgrill.com in Grimes, Iowa, here, part of our Midwest Road Shows, February into March, and March Madness Des Moines. Wells Fargo Arena will be a regional site. Destination Grill, a beautiful, contemporary, upscale, yet casual restaurant. And it says on the website, reminds them of travels and destinations around the globe. They're focused on your food and service, but also health, sustainability, and cleanliness. Check them out at destinationgrill.com, Grimes, Iowa. He's Fred Smith. He's out east. I got to tell you, Fred, you sold me on Daytona, and it did not disappoint. I don't want to make it about me, but I was kicking and screaming. We're not going to talk about this. Man, was that good on Sunday.
Yeah, greetings, Marty. Yeah, you know, I'm doing good tonight. And, it comes late in February. Everybody's sick of winter. It's a sure sign of spring when racing comes around on the Daytona. And certainly the 65th Daytona had its twists and turns. But overall, pretty good show. I was pretty happy with it right from the get-go. You had the flyover from the Thunderbirds, and what gets a crowd going more than that? That makes your hair stand up when you see the U.S. Air Force come by there, and a shout-out to all the men and women in uniform. And, you know, and then they had Breland sang the national anthem. I'm really not up on Breland, but I guess I looked him up. He's a hip-hop kind of country star, so, you know, you need younger people to carry the torch along in NASCAR. So, pretty good opening show, and the weather was really good. Nice and clear, warm down there. And, you know, I'm a Chevrolet guy. I had the two Chevrolets on the front row. And a lot of excitement this year coming into that. You know, some people made changes. The big one was Kyle Busch coming over from Joe Gibbs after 15 years.
Right,
moved over to RCR Racing and took over the 8 car from Tyler Reddick, and Tyler Reddick went over to 2311 with Michael Jordan and Denny Hamlin, picked up the ride over there. Couple younger guys came up from the Xfinity class, Ty Gibbs working and driving for the grandfather, and Noah Gregson came up from Xfinity. He's a proven winner. Kevin Harvick's last year, he's on his Swan Tour. So, I remember when Harvick came in, you know, Marty, we're getting old. So
I know you don't have to remind me. Hey, I want to talk about Busch. You know, it's interesting because, you know, he's a fiery, mercurial guy. He had an incident out here at Newton at the Iowa Speedway, and he had a Toyota event, and he blew some people off. Listen, I did the homework. The guy's making $18 million a year. I mean, is he the face right now of NASCAR, even though he didn't win Daytona? He was, I think, the favorite, one of the favorites anyways. Kind of size up Busch for us, and, of course, then we'll get to Stenhouse, who obviously it's like winning the Masters in golf. You go down in history. You're a Daytona 500 winner. We heard that on the Fox telecast over and over again, and it's true. It's the Super Bowl of racing. So let's get to Busch and then the winner, Stenhouse Jr., on Sunday. Busch, take it away.
Busch has been in for quite a while, and, I'm not so sure he's the face of NASCAR, but he certainly has a big presence. I'm a manufacturer. I didn't really care for Busch when he was over on the Toyota side. Now I got a little love for him. He's driving a Chevrolet powered, but he certainly has his antics. He lives up to his name, Rowdy. A lot of faces make up NASCAR, a lot of different drivers. Everybody has their favorite. He's one of the major ones. You know, and hopefully he's going to have a big year this year. After 15 years, it's like anywhere at a job. You kind of, you know, maybe you get comfortable, you get stale, you need a jump start, you need some motivation. Maybe a change will be good for him. You know, his brother's out still with a concussion thing from last year. So,
yeah, I heard that on the weekend, too. I did hear that, yeah. All right, what about Stenhouse? I mean, it's a name we, you know, we kind of know. This is a pretty big upset. I mean, I don't know what his, you know, odds were, but, man, oh, man, he was with four laps to go. He was in sixth. So let's take us back. How did he pull it off? Four laps to go. He's in sixth position, and in double overtime, he ends up winning the 500.
Yeah, he started in the 16th row. He had a share of mishaps during the race. You know, he got a penalty for too fast on pit road. He did get hung up in a little a crash there, but he fought his way back. And, you know, Ricky Stenhouse, he's no stranger. He's been around a little bit. Of course, he was with Danica Patrick for a while. But he's a gutsy guy. He's going to take chances. He got down on that low line, got away from Joey Logano, and
boy, did he!
Gutsy move. The kid did all right for that one car team for Brad Doherty and Jody Greshings, or however you say her name. You know, I was real happy. I think most people were generally happy for Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
That was a fantastic
party.
Finish.
Yeah, right, and Brad Doherty. He had 199 starts with no win.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It was if you think about it, the last three 500 winners have been unbelievable, Fred. I mean, not one Cinderella story, but I think the last three have all been virtual, you know, out of the cloud winners. That's good for a sport, in my opinion.
Last year was a rookie. Cindric came up from the Xfinity in a two car, and he won that as a rookie. That's hard to do, and nobody wins from the front row on the pole. You know, I think they gave a statistic of front row Bowman here came in fifth, the first time that somebody from the pole finished in the top five since 2001. It's awful hard, that race. It's awful hard to win that race, but, you know, the first stage, pretty clean, nothing kind of uneventful. The Kozlowski in the sixth car was good, and Ryan Preece backed it up with him with another Ford. The Fords were really good when they ran together, man. And you know, that kind of racing, it's kind of a freight train. Get your manufacturers together, and basically it's a big freight train. You stay in line. You don't deviate. It's hard to gain positions. Mainly you can gain position on pit road.
Yeah.
Getting in and out fast, making clean stops. You gain track position that way, and you know, the second stage went by pretty good. They had a wreck there in the second stage. Harvick got into the eight car, who got into Blaney, and Eric Jones got caught up on it. That ended their day. Tyler Reddick, he was out. Larson, Martin Truex, Daniel Suarez got caught up on it, and that. But you know, Ross Chastain won the second stage with the 48 car Eric Bowman. So you know, Ross Chastain's come a long way. He had a good year yesterday. He's a watermelon farmer for somewhere down here in Florida.
I thought Chastain was going to win it. I did. I thought Chastain was going to win it. Where did he end up finish? Did he finish in the top seven or eight or third? He finished third, didn't he?
Chastain was ninth.
Ninth, okay. Whoever came in third, Chastain and the guy that came in third or fourth, I thought, you know, I was surprised. Logano is very talented, though. I you could say what you want about that Toyota group. They're solid. Logano's great. What a finish. Fred, I thought the whole thing, soup to nuts. I'm not kidding you. I thought they got an A++ on Sunday.
Yeah, I thought, you know, the fans should have been real happy. There was a couple other races there, too, so you know, obviously, you're familiar with the ARCA series over there at Iowa Speedway in Newton, ARCA Menards. That guy, Greg Van Alst, the 45-year-old fence builder or something, he won that race. And then there was a truck race, which was finished under caution due to rain. Zane Smith won that in the 38 Loves Truck. He went back-to-back. He won last year, he won this year, and then Austin Hill in the 21 car won the Xfinity Series. And that was a similar deal. When the caution came out, who was leading during a wreck, and that's a big bone of contention, like, you know, can we finish these races under green? Or
green, I saw that, and, yep.
You know, yellow and checkers with yellow and that under caution, or, you know, coming down near the end there with like three laps to go, I thought, man, Kyle Busch and his buddy Austin Dillon were going to do it. But then there was Daniel Suarez spun out, and they had to do a restart, and then there was a big crash on the first restart. And then they got them lined up for the final second overtime. And then it was, the big one took everybody out. They dropped the flag. Stenhouse was clearly ahead of them. So,
hey, real quick, we only got about 40 seconds. The two Iowa guys, you were all over me texting me on the two Iowa kids. You
yeah,
were all
you
over me.
You got some guys right in your backyard. There's Sammy Smith running the 17 Craftsman Truck Series. He's from Johnston, Iowa, and he runs the 18 car for Joe Gibbs in the Xfinity Series. So he got a pretty capable guy. He's a past champion of the ARCA Menard East, Rookie of the Year.
Who is the other one, real quick?
Brent
Moffitt's
running the 25 Mustang from Grimes, Iowa. So
yeah, home of Destination Grill. We're out of time. I got to cut you. We're out of time. I'm sorry, Freddie.
Get us some
good
front
job.
Row tickets. All right, Marty.
Good. All right, good job. We're out of time. Sorry. Destination Grill. Brett Moffitt, I guarantee he dines there. Check out Destination Grill, Grimes, Iowa. If you're coming in town, if you're across the country and you're coming to Iowa for the NCAAs, you're going to Destination Grill in Grimes. Because we're going to reach out to you and get you there. Coming right back here with... Dom's Download, Sports Byline Broadcast.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Science proves quality sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to help keep you both effortlessly comfortable. And it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. So you're at your best for yourself and those you care about most. Life-changing sleep, only from Sleep Number. It's our ultimate Sleep Number event. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus special financing ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
All right, we are indeed talking the world of sports and a whole lot more. Marty Terrell, we're getting ready for a big night college basketball. The NBA resumes on Thursday. Atlanta Hawks fire Nate McMillan, 29-30. All sorts of goodies. So away we go. And Dominic's Download, always one of my favorite segments in the program. He brings a lot of passion and fervor and energy and knowledge to the segment. And away we go. Presented by Muggsy's, Muggsy's Pizza House and Irish Sports Pub. They're located in Pleasant Hill, Iowa. Boy, we're Iowa-centric tonight, are we not? But yeah, Muggsy's and NCAA, and they got a big St. Paddy's Day NCAA basketball shindig going down. So we'll keep you posted on that with Ash Lynn. She's going to join us, I believe, on Friday. We will be continuing our Iowa road shows, and Friday we will be at Muggsy's, so we look forward to that. All right, let's get him in here, Dominic Jimenez. Dom, how are you? I hope you had a good, nice, long, restful holiday weekend. How are you, pal?
Indeed I did. I'm doing well. Thank you, Marty.
Good. Let me just ask you real quick. Did you watch any of the XFL?
I did not. Admittedly, I didn't know it started this past weekend.
All right, you know,
and it's funny because normally when something new is coming, I can't tell you how many times I saw USFL commercials during the NFL playoffs. I'm like, oh, the USFL is coming back. Okay. I couldn't recall one time I saw an XFL commercial saying, coming President's Day weekend, the XFL is back, or anything
right,
like that. There
right,
was nothing.
Right.
And I watch ESPN and CBS and Fox Sports, nothing.
They didn't do a lot. You're exactly right. I think they had what's called a soft launch is what they did. But it was interesting. You know, I'll give The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, credit. He showed up at all four games this weekend. I give him credit. I really do. He showed up at each and every one. Now, he's got a lot of money tied up in this. He bought it out of bankruptcy, of course, from Vince McMahon and company, that whole disaster. But I give him credit. You know, he's, you know, kind of anoint him, at least for now, until someone steps forward to take the playing reins. He's kind of the face of the XFL right now, and I thought he and his partner showing up at the game was a good thing. But that being said, you know, if you put the XFL on one channel, say ESPN or FX, and you put the NFL free agency preview show on QVC, the NFL on QVC would outdraw the XFL. Free agency is right around the corner. They're already out with the top 50 free agents. You know, Lamar Jackson obviously will, you know, be, I think they're going to franchise tag him, and that's going to be the order of the day come free agency. Daniel Jones, Barkley with the Giants, Geno Smith and Garoppolo, and what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers and Derek Carr. We got a lot to talk about, so let's head right into it. If you had to pick out of three quarterbacks, say a genie popped out of a bottle and said, okay, Dom, here's the deal. You get your choice, you need to keep them for 2 years. You have to keep them for 2 years. Do you want Carr, Rodgers, Garoppolo, or say a Daniel Jones if he's available?
All right, so obviously the contracts and the money factors in, but I'm just going to say if all things were equal, if everybody gets paid the exact same amount, give me Daniel Jones and give me Derek Carr.
Wow.
I would choose Aaron Rodgers over both of those guys, but I'll take Derek Carr and Daniel Jones. And also the other thing, though, I will say is it depends on what my team is built like. If my team is built like the 49ers, or the Chiefs to an extent, or the Eagles, a team that's kind of on rails, I would be okay with a Garoppolo guy. But if I need a guy who can go out and make plays for me, give me Jones and Carr.
And that's the right answer because it's situational. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're going into a rebuilding situation, it's not going to be Aaron Rodgers. And here's why. He's already said, I'm not going to stay in Green Bay because I don't want to be part of a rebuild. Yet you still think he might go back to Green Bay. And by the way, you're not alone in that thinking, and it could still happen. We don't know. His four-day retreat in the dark is over, so let there be light on that situation. All right, I'm really impressed with what Geno Smith did, okay? So, you know, Seattle loses Locke. He goes down with an injury. Geno steps in. He has a Pro Bowl year. Now, the Pro Bowl is, you know, somewhat discretionary, but it's still, he had a hell of a year. Were you, A, surprised, and, B, how lucrative – you know, is this guy potentially going to be if he can plug the hole longer in Seattle or somewhere else? Geno Smith, give me your thoughts.
I'm mildly surprised, but I will say Geno Smith never got a fair shake on a team that wasn't terrible. Not that Seattle was great, but the talent around him, at least he had Tyler Lockett. At least he had DK Metcalf. At least he had the running backs. So there was talent there. You look at where Geno Smith's been. What, the Jets, when they were drafting him in the first round, they weren't very good. He was a backup with the Giants. They weren't very good at the time. I think he was a backup for the Chargers. They've always had some kind of quarterback there, so it wasn't even an opportunity for him. So I want to say I'm mildly surprised that he did this well, but at the same time, he had an opportunity. He took the ball, he ran with it, and he had talent around him to help make him look even better. So in that regard, it was great, and I think Geno Smith is perfect if they want to go long-term with a young guy, whether they go out and draft somebody or they trade for a young guy, whatever it might be. I think Geno Smith is perfect as a stopgap in Seattle. He likes the team. The team likes him. The fans are very passionate up there. They rallied around Geno Smith. I don't think they'd had any problem bringing him back for another year or two as the guy, maybe even as a veteran to coach the new guy while Geno still is the starter.
All right, Dominic's download presented by Vanguard Utility Partners and Randy Byrne. Okay, VanguardUP.com. All right, let me ask you this. Lamar Jackson, what do you do? And you know, he's already said it, if they franchise tag him, it's going to get ugly. He wants that money. You know, he wants that 30 or, you know, whatever, $33 million. He wants that same guaranteed money Deshaun Watson got in Cleveland. Baltimore is resisting. I think this deal gets done. I don't think they used the tag on him. They could. How do you see Lamar Jackson going down in Baltimore?
I think it's already ugly, even without the franchise tag. The fact that it's drawn out for a calendar year now, just not even over the course of a season or during an off season. This has been going on for more than 12 months. I don't think Lamar Jackson comes back. It's clear Baltimore does not want to pay him what he's asking for. It's clear, because if they were willing to do it, they would have done it by now. Because, you know, MVP, I don't know if he won Rookie of the Year, but I know he won MVP. He gets the job done for them. But between the inability to come to what seems to be even close on a contract, couple that with the injuries he's had the last few years and how many games he's missed. Remember, Tyler Huntley was a Pro Bowler this year, and he's Lamar Jackson's backup. That's how much Tyler Huntley played. So between those things, my guess, I have no inside information on this. This is just what my gut is telling me.
They franchise tag him, and
they trade him. Because the hole you can get back for Lamar Jackson, we've seen how quarterback desperate teams are in the league. I think that's the most likely scenario that plays out.
Okay, one final one. Garoppolo, you know, we hear Vegas, we hear the Jets, and now all of a sudden we're starting to hear Tampa Bay. Man, oh, man, it's like he's followed Tom Brady his whole way around his career. The only stop where he didn't have any Brady influence was, ironically, in Brady's backyard where he grew up, and that was the Bay Area where you are in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. How about Garoppolo to Tampa? Does it make sense?
It does. That's an offense that, for the most part, like I was saying earlier when you gave me the hypothetical on who choose some quarterbacks, the offense there is kind of on rails. They got the job done with Tom Brady. Garoppolo is not Tom Brady, but I think Garoppolo can step in and be just as good, if not better, than 45-year-old Tom Brady, or however old Tom Brady is now. I think that's a good landing spot for Garoppolo. I don't know if he wants to do the whole following Brady thing. I don't know. I don't have the insight into Jimmy Garoppolo's mental state when it would come to something, or even emotional state, and how he would be able to handle it, whether he wants to put up with it, because you know it's going to happen. Oh, Jimmy, hey, you were Tom Brady's backup. What does it feel like to finally take the reins from him, even though it's on a completely different team? You can see those kind of questions now. So if he just wants to completely say, screw it, I want no part of that, I could see him going to the Jets, familiar with Rob Saleh, the coordinators. Mm-hmm. They're running an offense similar to what the Niners ran, so I could see it there. They've got some exciting young pieces. We've talked about it. Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson, Elijah Moore. The defense is young and looked good, very good at times. So I think those are the two likely landing spots. It all comes down to a Jimmy Garoppolo personal preference. Does he want to put up with the "you're replacing Tom Brady" narrative?
Interesting. And I agree. I do. And I it could very well happen. All right. One more team real quick, and that's Dallas. Boy, they stand to lose. I mean, Ezekiel Elliott's probably at the end of the road. Tony Pollard, interesting. He's a free agent coming back from knee surgery. Dalton Schultz, whose production was down this year, but the former Stanford Cardinal, is a very solid tight end. The Chargers seem to be honing in on him. McCarthy stays. You know, Cooper Rush kind of saved the day last year when they needed help at quarterback. Where do you go with Dallas now? I mean, do they keep Pollard? What about Elliott? There's a lot of question marks. And Schultz, a pretty darn good tight end, looks like even though his production was down, could find greener pastures back in California. Where do you go with the Cowboys?
So I know how passionate Jerry Jones is about his guys. If I'm running things and I don't have the emotional attachment that he does, I let Zeke go. Zeke looked good in spurts, but for what you would have to pay him, I think you can find another backup running back to come split reps with Tony Pollard to be the muscle guy. Like, that's basically what Ezekiel Elliott was kind of relegated to when Tony Pollard was healthy. I do everything I can to keep Tony Pollard, and you mentioned Dalton Schultz. His stats weren't very good, but that's a product of he was coming off a major knee injury last year. Two, he had Cooper Rush throwing him the ball for a good portion of the season. And when Dak was healthy, when Dalton Schultz was healthy, he started looking good again because Dak loves Dalton Schultz. So I don't know what their salary cap situation's like, so I don't know if they feasibly can pay Dalton Schultz a lot of money. But if I'm the Cowboys, Zeke walks, I keep Pollard, I keep Schultz, and I think it's time to start looking at another option at quarterback. Similarly to the Kirk Cousins situation, Dak just can't seem to get them over the hump. You're paying him a lot of money. How long do you want to commit to not being able to get over that hump? So there are some decisions to be made in Dallas. And as a 49ers fan, I don't mind them having to make tough decisions.
Interesting. All right, Tom, good job. There you go. NFL free agency. Just 3 weeks away. Good job out of him. All right. When we come back, I got a couple minutes here. I'm going to do the TV stuff. I lost my family. We lost our mom today. This morning I got up, to a phone call at about 6 a.m. Central Time that moments prior my mom passed away. You know, I just want to say this. We all have a mother and we all have a father, and, I've encountered a lot of people in my years that have lost parents. And until it happens to you, whammo, it's a kick. It really is. But I'm going to do a little thought for my mom coming up to end the show. She was, my brother's a broadcaster. My brother, Mark Jeffrey Terrell, Jeff Terrell, he's a broadcaster back in New England. I spent 11 months with my mom and my sister, Marsha Hawkins, guest house. And it was the best 11 months of my life. She liked to listen to the radio. She liked for me to read to her, and she was a great sports fan. And the day that I was one of the days I was with her was the day that Tom Brady in March of 2020 during the pandemic announced that he was going to Tampa from New England, and my mother grabbed the remote at 89 years old and sent it across the room. It was very, very funny. So a little tribute to my mom coming up. Her name was Shirley Terrell. You've heard me talk about her before, and just a special woman, and God came and got her this morning. Come back with some final thoughts here. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Byline Broadcast. It's Calling All Sports, part of Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the world on Sirius XM and the American Forces Radio Network.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
All right, we're talking the world of sports and a whole lot more here on Sports Byline Broadcast. I'm Morty Terrell, special assistant from our producer, and I call him a co-host, Dom's Download, and I was telling him off air, you folks have responded in kind to Dom's work. We don't rehearse it, he'll tell you. We just, each and every day, we hook up, and he's out in San Francisco, and I'm Midwest road showing it, and we just say, hey, let's talk. And I love it. I look forward to it. He's a big part, instrumental part of the program. Instrumental in my life was my dad, who passed away last July and 7 months later. And this morning I woke up to a call from my sister, Melinda, down in Venice, Florida, that my mom, Shirley P. Terrell, had passed away in Greenfield, Mass. And my mom was 92. And, you know, I've got a lot of great people in my life. Darren Peck here at the network, Dom, and Rick Tittle, Ron Barr, the whole family stuck by me through some pretty dark periods of my life, and including Dominic Jimenez. But, you know, losing a parent, you know, hopefully, you know, I've heard the worst thing for a parent was to bury a child. And my mom did that twice before she passed away. And that was difficult. But I have a friend, Liz Howard, in Providence, Rhode Island. I grew up with her in Greenfield, Mass. We attended high school together, a super special lady, and a lot of people's wife. She's life. She's a midwife and delivers babies and does amazing work. And her family knew this woman, Pat Schneider, who wrote a book, How the Light Gets In. I want to get this out. It's about ending and, you know, ending of a life. But here we are in the middle of the night. Some of you people are hearing this. And if you've lost a parent or a loved one, you can relate. So the beginning of the end is a beginning. The end of anything can be an art. Giving up the greed, the lust for winning is the hardest part. To be an artist of the end requires praising, not just what went before, but what's to come. The fact of ending is itself amazing. The lines that will define it never plumb. Beginning is a gift that comes unbidden, but ending can be crafted like an art. What lies beyond is mystery and hidden. Ending can be the wholeness of the heart. Summon heart and its companion breath to make an art of what we know as death. It's the beginning, eternal life for my mom. Thank you, Mom, for all the memories and all the sports and just the unbridled love and support you gave myself and my five brothers and sisters and Maureen, who passed away, and Gary back in the 1950s. I'm Marty Terrell. Thanks to Dominic Jimenez, Fred Smith, and the whole crew. We'll catch you tomorrow on a Wednesday. Thanks so much for letting me share my personal stuff with you. Great folks. Adios.